The blob is back. The term was coined a few years ago to describe a warm patch of water in the Gulf of Alaska and northern Pacific Ocean. It can turn the weather warm and dry in the state. Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage who closely tracks Alaska climate data and trends. Alaska's Energy Desk is checking in with him regularly for the segment Ask a Climatologist. Brettschneider says earlier this year it looked like the blob was gone, but that wasn't quite right.
It's always been there. It's just been hovering below the surface. So if you looked at surface temperatures, sea surface temperatures, it kind of looked like it was getting back to normal, but all that warmth was just kind of pushed down a little bit, and now it's making its way back to the surface, and it really looks like the blob again.
And when you look at a map of this, it's really striking. Can you kind of describe what that looks like?
Right. So when you look at these maps of sea surface temperatures, the ones that have been released the last few weeks, you just really show this very pronounced warm water anomaly sitting just south of mainland Alaska in the Gulf of Alaska. Of course, the colors they use in the maps for in general, for above normal conditions are red. So you've got this kind of red circle sitting below Alaska, and it really does look like a blob.
What effect does this have on Alaska?
When there's warm waters that surround Alaska, it really promotes warmth temperature-wise, surface temperature-wise here in the state. It also affects the upper level patterns. The last time the blob was really this pronounced, we had a strong upper level high pressure that set up, and that really kept us dry. And then to the downstream side of that in Canada and the northern part of the lower 48, that actually drove their winds, made it come from the north, so it actually made it kind of colder and snowier over there. But over here in our part of the world, it promoted above normal temperatures and below normal precipitation.
And what is the connection between the blob and global warming?
Global warming, I like to say, adds a baseline. It's like a background noise that gets slightly louder every year. But the blob is really is something that sits on top of that. So, for example, at some point in the past, a blob pattern might have only been 2 or 3 degrees above normal, whereas now it's 4, 5, maybe 6 degrees above normal. So it's just something that adds on to the background conditions.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a climate question for Brian, email akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.